Welcome back, everyone, to yet another exciting episode of You Killed It, the Real World Road Rules Challenge podcast. I'm Jordan Strickland.
I'm Ryan Kane.
How's it going?
It's fine.
How was work?
It was the worst. It was the worst night.
What happened?
It's been the worst week. It's just been like they're understaffing, and it's like I'm the last guy there, so like this, like all like way too many deliveries are left on my shoulder at the end of the night, and so right. They're getting there late, and people are pissed, and people aren't tipping well, and it fucking sucks. Like, of all the nights for you to ask how work went, tonight was not the night, Jordan.
I apologize.
Like, Alicia asked if I got a sunburn. Keep in mind, I work at night. I haven't seen sun in a week. And for some reason, I came home and my face and my neck is just beet red.
Got the hives?
Mm-hmm. But it's okay, Jordan.
Well, we're here now. Okay. It'll be okay. Uh-oh. Heard the beer crack.
I want to start off apologizing for last week's episode.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have it last week. We truly didn't. I say it's mostly my fault because I woke up and, you know, had like 45 minutes to try to wake up. I was just slow and I was tired and it was... But This week we're bringing it.
You know what's funny is I'd say probably on the last six episodes we've apologized for the previous episode and said that this one was going to be the one that was awesome.
No, I don't think so. I think we've had like every other episode it's been like last week we're apologizing for, but the week before that
we didn't have an episode. We
didn't have an episode, but the one before that.
Uh-huh.
I feel like it's a good one.
Okay. Well, maybe you're right.
On the other hand, we had to apologize for it for similar reasons.
Mm-hmm.
This time, Jordan. Watch out, everybody.
Yeah. Get ready for some entertainment, huh? So work sucked. Have you delivered to any quasi celebrities lately? Or porn stars? Edward Furlong?
No, not really.
That's too bad.
Yeah, it's a shame. I know some coworkers who have delivered to Tom Sizemore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so that's awesome.
Is he in some kind of drug haze again?
Well, the first guy said that he was, and then mm-hmm. The second guy said, like, no, he's fucking clear-headed and seems cool, so...
Well, maybe it was just a late night Tom Sizemore and just seemed like he was on drugs.
No, the drug times Tom Sizemore was in the middle of the day.
Oh, okay.
Tom Sizemore was clear-headed.
I see.
Who knows?
Before, I've been trying to catch up on my Survivor, and we haven't really gotten into Survivor in a long time because I've been behind. I'm still three episodes behind, but I definitely want to talk about it maybe at the end of the episode.
Sounds good.
Okay, and don't give anything away to me because... As far as I know, Penner is still there, and so is Lisa, and blah, blah, blah. So we'll get into that later. But
who? Okay. All right. We'll talk later. Yeah.
Okay. But I enjoyed this episode of the challenge. It was a kind of another fight challenge or episode, I guess. A lot of yelling and stuff, and I thought it was pretty good.
It was a good one. And you know what? It's weird. I started out. I did my notes right before we recorded, and when I sat down to do the notes, the first thing I wrote was, how do you like this season? Because I sat down thinking, like, man, it's like, I don't know about this one. Like, who am I rooting for? Like, what teams do I like? But then I guess I watched this episode in a different state of mind than when I saw it on Wednesday. Like, I don't know. I was more focused on it tonight. And you're right. This was a good episode. And
I've actually liked this whole season. I think it's a good format. And I like the team. Like, you lose two players when you go into the arena, so you still have a chance to have your team go in. And, you know, I think it's been pretty good format.
I mean, I was thinking, like, I miss the old favorites. That's
yeah. Let him go.
And there aren't as many people on this season that I really, really like. But, you know, I feel like I could grow to love them. You know, I feel like there are some people on this season that I would invite back. That
or
I would
grow to hate them more.
Incorporate it into the mix. Yeah. Villainize them more.
Frank is definitely going to be the Wes of the future, but more so. Like the guy that you hate and everybody hates that controls the game or thinks he controls the game. That's what I see Frank being.
Frank is like a mixed bag. He's like Wes plus. He's more Wes than Wes ever was because he's got the Wes things going on, but he's also like more emotional.
Yeah, he's emotionally unstable and he's crying when he has to send Marie into the arena.
Exactly. Like, so like at a certain point, things are going great. You know, Frank's exactly who you want on your team, and Frank's like, oh, you feel bad for him because he is upset that he has to send his friend in, but at other times, he's just, like, fucking cold, and he's just...
Yeah. He's Wes, but gay and bipolar,
yeah.
Basically.
Yeah. And not a businessman.
Right. Wes, he's a businessman. He owns an ice cream store. But anyway, how did this episode start off? I forget.
Well, it starts off with a little bit more feuding from Dustin and Trishel.
Right.
And, you know, we kind of see after a good night of sleep, Dustin is kind of more level-headed and like,
mm-hmm.
kind of forgiving.
They made nice.
Yeah, they're at least civil to each other. He's not, like, looking at her with the crazy eyes, like, you've done this. You're going to have to live with this for the rest of your fucking life.
Right. He just kind of realized, I'm still here, and in order to have any kind of chance, I got to make nice with Trishel.
Mm-hmm. And we also get a little bit of strategy talk from some of the other teams. You know, the other teams discussing, like, who is the big threat? You know, what are we going to have to do to win this thing?
Mm-hmm.
But then we kind of get straight into Force Field.
Yeah, Force Field was kind of like that challenge a couple years ago. It was the same challenge, but without the inner tubes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm guessing, I forget what season that was, maybe Cutthroat or something, but maybe too many people got injured or something on that one, so they decided to have the inner tubes around them.
Wait, which one do you...
It was the exact same challenge where you just have to push him off a platform. I think Derek won. And there was a bunch of bloody people and stuff.
Okay.
You don't remember that?
Yeah, I think they've done that sort of thing. Maybe once or twice before.
Yeah, but without the inner tubes.
I remember it was the very first thing. On one of the challenges, and the guys, I think the girls kind of went at each other, or no, the guys did, like, rock, paper, scissors. They were like, why are we going to fucking, like, kill each other before the thing even starts? Because it was, like, to decide who's going to be the leader and get the first pick to pick teams.
I don't remember that, but. Anyway, there have been similar challenges.
Yeah.
And the twist on it, though, was if you had... was there anybody who had their own... Yeah, if you had a four-person team left, you had to have two people in the inner tube, which kind of... It was an advantage on one hand, but on the other hand, as in the case of Brooklyn, with the guys, they were like, it was like a three-legged race. Like, they fell down three times, and they ended up getting disqualified, Chet and JD.
Yeah, they had a little bit of trouble.
That pissed me off because I was like, obviously Brooklyn is my favorite team and I'm rooting for them to win. And Sarah and Devin just killed it and won the first round. And then the guys just completely fucked up and ruined their chances of winning.
But at the same time, like, Devin and Sarah, of all the girls, they're like the bruisers, you know? Like, they're the two big girls on the team. Whereas with Chet and JD, like, come on, man. Like, Zach and Frank could have just blown them over, you know?
Well, they probably wouldn't have won against Zach and Frank, but if they hadn't fallen over, they would have at least lasted longer and possibly still got the points to be able to win.
I don't know. Like, that's fine. You're right.
Because the rest of them, I think most of the other guys, it was just one guy in an inner tube. I think San Diego was the only one with two, right? Besides them?
Yeah, yeah.
So it probably would have come down to them and San Diego, and they probably would have still gotten the overall win if they had come in second.
You're right. I feel like they could have played a little bit more defense in that first round as opposed to getting into the fray and just getting mowed down.
Fucking JD.
Especially if they saw that, like, oh shit, you know, we're having a little bit of trouble here. We fell twice. Let's let everyone gang up on Vegas, shall we?
Yeah.
We don't have to be in the middle of this mess.
And after that, they all blamed JD for some reason. I guess he looked like he was running around without any direction or whatever. But once again, Chet is the level-headed gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
I like Chet. I like everybody on that team.
Same here. You're absolutely right. Why does everyone call JD a weirdo?
I think Marie just called him a weirdo.
Maybe.
The funny thing is, like, she probably doesn't have a job. She's probably never had a job. And she's making fun of him because, well, we'll get into that later, but because he's a dolphin trainer.
Yeah.
Like, that seems like a pretty fucking sweet job. I don't know.
No, that seems like a job that would be in demand and not easy to get, you know?
When she gets drunk, it's just like, I'm going to make fun of you for stuff, for everything. Even stuff that is cool and, like, is maybe a career that I would want to have. It's just like taking shots at everybody for every reason.
Oh, what? You won the lottery last year? Oh, big man.
Yeah. Oh, you got a PhD? Oh, big fucking deal. Who's the, out of the remaining players, who would be the four-person team you would want to create to ruin everybody? Like, if you could create a four-person team.
Out of the people who are left.
Yeah, who would be your powerhouse team?
Maybe Zach, Frank, Sarah, and Chet.
But that's, well, that's the top. That's of my... that's three guys.
Yeah.
Two guys, two girls.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, I see. Oh, wait. I have to include girls in this? Oh, shit.
Yeah, two girls, two guys.
Damn. Okay. Well, that complicates things, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There are only like six girls left, though.
So you gotta pick one.
There are six guys left too. All right. Fuck. Sarah and John A. Zach.
You could still do Zach and Frank.
But maybe I don't want to now.
Fine.
Zach and... yeah, maybe Frank. But with Chet being an alternate.
Okay.
Like, if Frank twists his ankle, Chet's in.
Chet? He's not, like... why do you pick Chet? I'm surprised at that pick.
Level-headed. You know, good at keeping the peace.
Yeah.
He's no slouch in challenges.
It's true.
He does okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
I would probably pick Sarah, Sam, although she hasn't performed that well. But I think she's got something that she hasn't shown yet. So Sarah, Sam, and then for guys, I would pick Zach, just because he's gigantic. And, oh, man. You know, I might have to go with Chet as well. Or possibly maybe Derek.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I forgot Derek. Oh,
yeah. I like Derek.
All right. Take out Frank and Chet. Derek's in.
Well, you didn't pick Chet or Frank. You picked Zach.
Well, Frank and then Chet was the alternate.
Okay.
Wipe those away. It's now Zach, Derek, John A., Sarah.
All right, I think my team would win, but fine.
No, you're wrong, because you have Sam. Win what? The final.
Fine.
You're not winning the final with Sam.
Well, who's going to be better? Okay, maybe Ashley then. She might be good at the final.
You're right. She does seem like she does some cardio.
Mm-hmm. But anyway,
if John A goes down, she's easy to carry.
Yeah.
I think a wild card on both of our teams is Sarah, because we've seen Sarah go down before. Sarah is taken out of a final.
And we have seen in the coming attractions, she's one of the chicks in the ambulance.
Yeah, I was thinking
I'm hoping that is on next week's episode and not the final.
Because
I think the one where they go off the big slide launching pad thing, I think that's where everybody gets injured. And I'm hoping that's where Sarah gets injured and not in the final.
Yeah, same here. Although, if that's the case and their injury is bad enough.
Well, yeah.
let's hope that she, gets the wind knocked out of her or some shit.
We'll have to see. But anyway, the overall team was Powerhouse Team San Diego for that force field challenge.
Yeah.
And when they went back to the house, San Diego was trying to debate on who to send in against Vegas, because Vegas came in last, right? Yes, they did, right?
Yes.
Okay, so Vegas is in last, so they're going in, Trishelle and Dustin again. And at first, they were saying that they wanted Vegas gone, so maybe they would put Brooklyn in, because Brooklyn has a better chance of winning, which is a decent point. But then they went for San Diego St. Thomas for various reasons. Zach wanted Marie in because she pushed Sam. And Frank kind of went along with it. And the funny thing is, Frank was like we said earlier, was crying and stuff because Marie was his friend and blah, blah, blah. But they did ask them what games they would think they could beat Vegas in. And they picked the game that they didn't say.
Yeah.
Rob said either strategy or physical or whatever, and they picked mental. So it was like, is Frank really trying to fuck them over, or did he just forget?
No, well, what Zach says afterwards is, like, at the end of the day, Zach doesn't want to get stuck, or, they don't want to get stuck playing mental again. You know, so they have to
right.
get mental off the board,
mm-hmm.
or at least want to feel the most confident going in. You know, so and that means getting mental out of there.
I finally figured out what that game is. It's so easy. It's just you go up to the top, and then you flip over the tiles to memorize what ones are at the top, and you just have to make the bottom look like it does at the top.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know why it took me four times of watching it to be able to figure out what they were doing.
Me either, man. I don't understand that at all. It's literally memory, the game you played as a child
right.
with the little bricks, but you get to continuously look at the bricks. Like, you get to look at them over and over.
Mm-hmm. Trishelle was, let's get into that later, but Trishelle was taking her sweet time with that thing.
Yeah.
Dustin kicked ass on it, though. Like, he wasn't complaining at all. Dustin is a future powerhouse as well. I've said that from the beginning, ever since the Real World season when they went to the go-kart track and he was pissed because he didn't win at go-karts. I was like, this guy, he's going to be a competitor later on.
You know, I agree. Like, and I think like his kind of weird competitive nature is like a little bit of a problem, but at the same time, I feel like that's going to get that's going to go away the more times he does this shit. And, and he seems to have the physical abilities, so.
Yeah, and it's all about wanting to win. You know what I thought of? I don't want to digress too much, but in Survivor, one of the episodes I watched yesterday, Penner was going to be voted off unless he won the immunity challenge. And this happens time and time again on Survivor, where in order to save themselves, they have to win the immunity. And all that comes down to is who needs it and who wants it the most. And the, time and time again, the person who needs it wins. So it's like being overly competitive like Dustin and being, oh, and Penner did win and he saved himself. But Dustin wants to win more than anybody else. And wanting to win does play a part in it. Like, I mean, look at fucking Alton. He didn't give a shit. Fucking no, lost.
You're absolutely right. You know, when you're in the corner and, like, it's like...
Do or die.
Do or die, people show up, you know? Yep. So you're absolutely right. And that's part of it. You can tell, like, who really wants to be there by who wins.
That, I just want to go back to it for a second. Like, that, I don't know if you remember what one I'm talking about, but on Survivor, when Penner won that, he had never won an immunity challenge in all the times he played Survivor. This is his third time.
Yeah.
And that was when he really needed it, and he won.
Do you remember, what was the competition again? What was the...
Oh, it was a puzzle. Like, part of it, it was one of those where you have to, like, get your puzzle pieces or whatever... through like an obstacle course,
go
and then
the rope or something like on
something like that, yeah, and then
rope that you're close,
yeah,
to
and go. Then had to put together the puzzle or whatever. But yeah, it was good. Anyway, after this force field challenge, we had some, or after they were after they chose St. Thomas to go in.
Before we get to that, a thing that San Diego does is when they have the power, they will bring teams in and be like, you know, here's what we're thinking about. And they gave each team, like, they were like, if you went in, what's the competition you would want to do? What's the game you would want to play? They kind of give each team, like, a fair shake to, like, explain themselves. They brought in St. Thomas and they brought in Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
Brooklyn stays level-headed. They're like, you know, well, if we gotta go in, I guess we would want to play this.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know that JD and Devin would be going in.
They won it before.
So, yeah. And then with St. Thomas, Marie just flips the fuck out. Like,
right.
They're not saying you're going in. They're saying, like, if you went in, what would make you feel the most comfortable? And her answer is, go fuck yourself.
Right.
And so, no, like... She is terrible at this game.
She really is. So is her boyfriend, too.
Like, he's not much better. He tries to keep the peace a little bit more.
But he's dumb.
Yeah, that's very true.
So after that...
Shocking. Two people with Hakuna Matata tattoos are dumb.
Right. When they did the out and about, they were drunk as shit. And then we had another scene where... Somebody says they're not friends with somebody else. Like, Marisa, like, writes off her friendship with Frank and says, we're not friends. We're not. How could you do that to me or whatever? And blah, blah, blah. And then I don't even remember how many people she got into it with, but it seemed like just about everybody.
Yeah. She was casting the wide net. She was just spraying the fucking crowd with bullets.
At a certain point, she even said, who's next? Like,
yeah.
And it was just, yeah, she was just insulting everybody, and it was the kind of argument where you cannot win if you're the other person, and even if you know that you're in the right or whatever, she makes you feel stupid for whatever. It's just that, like, oh, really? Like, you know, making that stupid voice, and you just feel like an asshole even though she's the asshole, and I hate her.
Yeah, I mean...
What really did it was she got into it with Derek, she got into it with JD, and then it really came to a head with Derek. I don't remember what they were saying to each other.
Derek really went back at her, where JD was like, yeah, you're probably right. I'm a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sleep it off. Tomorrow will be a new day. But Derek was not having it.
No. It made me like Derek a lot. I don't know. He didn't go... I don't know. He... reacted in really the only honorable way you have to fight back, but it's not like he was out of line in any way.
He just stood
his ground.
Yeah, it's like, you know, yeah, you're pissed because you gotta go in, but you know,
fucking deal with it.
Go in, deal with it, handle your business. If you come back, fine. If not, go fuck yourself. Get the hell out of my face. There's
right.
Nothing you can do about it now. No amount of bitching is going to save you. You might as well save your energy. Maybe the night before the arena is not the night to get trashed.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
And then Rob like got in between them. And if you noticed, the person, well, once Rob got involved and he was in Derek's face and stuff, and there was almost a fight breaking out. The guy, who was the guy in the middle?
Chet.
Mr. Level-headed.
Mm-hmm.
And which brings me to my next question for you. Who is the guy you would most want to hang out with, and who is the girl you would most want to hang out with? Not have sex with, just hang out with and be buddies with. That's left. You got to say Chet, don't you?
I feel like you...
Although you like Derek.
Or Derek.
Yeah.
Chet or Derek. Both cool.
JD's pretty cool, too.
Yeah, but people say he's weird, so maybe they're right. Maybe he is weird, and we're just not seeing it all. But,
true.
Chet, you know, Chet has, with each season he's been on, has gotten cooler and cooler.
Yeah.
And
he
Derek
was a little off during the Real World season. But...
No, you're absolutely right. He seemed like a little uncomfortable with himself back then.
Right.
You know, like,
and now he's kind of grown into it.
Yeah, and like, you know, he knows himself. Everyone else knows him. There's no more, like, no more weirdness. Chet's cool.
I like seeing him.
Derek's cool since day one.
It's true. And I did like seeing Chet kind of be normal and flirt with Trishelle a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not there's no more virgin talk or whatever. I'm thinking he lost his virginity at a certain point.
Yeah, I'm feeling
it's just never addressed anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, how about girls? They all have their like, who's the one who's going to be have the least drama in your life is what you really have to think, cuz Trishelle's going to be a nightmare. Marie's going to be a nightmare. John A will be cool for like a couple weeks and then she'll be a nightmare.
Like,
Devin could be fun to hang out with, I guess.
Are we talking about just hanging out with, or are we talking about
just hanging out?
Friendship, like.
Oh, well, friendship, yeah.
Friendship. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I might not want John A in my life because she is just a mess and like
chaos.
Yeah, and like her problems will become your problems.
Exactly.
That will be.
You have to lend her money.
That exactly.
Next thing you know, she's sleeping on your futon.
For like a year.
Yeah.
Trishelle doesn't seem that bad to me. Like, the drama with Trishelle is the fact that she doesn't want to go into the arena. And a friendship with me and Trishelle is not going to require her to go into the arena. So
it might.
Think things could be cool. Like, Sarah is cool, but at the same time, she's so bubbly and positive. I don't know. Like, I feel like our personalities would not necessarily mesh.
Yeah. You going Trishelle?
Who am I? Devin. You're right. Devin is cool, too. Devin is level-headed.
She'd probably be fun.
Yeah. I'm feeling like Devin and Trishelle are kind of front-runners here.
Yeah, I would go Sarah or Trishelle. Probably leaning towards Sarah, but I do like Devin as well.
But Sarah's so weird.
Sarah's not that weird.
She it would be like hanging out with your friend's mom. Like, constantly cheering you on. Like, oh yeah, you did so great.
I don't know. I'd rather have that than, like, John A, obviously.
Well, yeah, fine.
Well, maybe I would go Devin then.
Yeah, just stick with Devin.
All right.
Safe bet.
All right. So anyway, back to this fight. Rob rips off his shirt, which is how you know in reality TV that it's on and a fight's about to happen.
Yeah, like, and when...
I don't understand that. It's like, I don't want to ruin my shirt.
So I'm just going to tear it off.
Yeah, I would want the shirt. I mean, it's going to provide some cushion, even if it's just a little layer.
Yeah.
If you actually get into it. You're not going to get scraped up as much.
Yeah. And come on, how much did that shirt cost, Rob?
Like, and he probably ripped a couple buttons off, too, because he did the Superman ripoff. And then Derek was making fun of him for that, and nothing ended up happening.
Shirt off and reveal like a double sparrow tattoo on your chest. It's right. Like, come on, buddy. What are you doing? Next thing, you're pointing out the Kuna Matata, and that's not making anyone afraid.
Rob kind of has the look in his eye like he doesn't know how to react or what to do in those kinds of situations.
Yeah, it's like, I saw someone do this once, so here
we go. Exactly. And how did that end? Nothing really happened, right?
Yeah, like you said, Chet got in the middle and like kind of pulled Rob and Marie to the like pool house or something. And it was real easy to get Rob to the pool house, which is how you know that he had no confidence in himself. Because right. in that fight between CT and what's his name?
Adam.
Adam, no one was going to the fucking pool house.
Who the hell's getting in the middle of that? No one.
And like eventually Adam like wised up and was like, okay, maybe I should keep my distance a little bit. But at first there was, when it was the heat of the moment, there was no stopping either one of them, you know?
I should watch that fight again, because at the point when CT like punches through that door and rips it off the hinge, that's a Superman style moment there.
Yeah, and there were like the guys in that fucking room to hold him back were like the A-team. They were like the Avengers, like of the people that you would want to hold him back.
Uh-huh.
Still,
they had no chance.
Yeah, it was because it was the duel too. So it was all of the strongest guys.
Mm-hmm.
And they were no fucking match. It was crazy. God, I love that season.
I gotta watch that again.
You should watch the whole season, dude. It's amazing.
Maybe I will. Well, anyway, so now we go into the arena. It's the mental arena.
Before we go all the way there, we missed when they're talking to Marie and Rob, like about what they would want to go up against, or what game they would want to play. We hear from Zach a couple times, and he says like two of the smartest things that he's ever said, and it's basically about Marie, and it's Marie and St. Thomas. And it's like he says, like, if you want to change the way things are going in the house, win a fucking challenge. And he's absolutely right. Like, you're complaining because you're in a position where you have to, like, you know, fight to be here. Like, if you were a better team, you wouldn't have to do that. You might have won once or twice. Mm-hmm. But no. But now you're in the position, you're in the weak position, and you got to prove yourself.
Well, during the fight, Derek, it was kind of interesting to me. Like, they're in this fight where they're ready to fucking rip each other's heads off, and it's about this game show. You know, Derek's like, you've never won a challenge. You've never done anything in this game. Like, you know, it's just silly. Like, if you just take a step back and it's like, well, we're arguing about a game show and we're ready to fucking rip each other's heads off because they haven't won a game yet, and that's your biggest argument. But I still enjoyed hearing that.
Yeah, without a doubt. And the other thing Zach says is just how Marie like walks around like they owe her something, like as if like Marie is the reason that all four of them are still there, whereas in reality she's just been an annoyance to the entire house for like the last few weeks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like any early loyalties that they have had have gone out the fucking window, clearly.
She's really got nothing to offer as a human being.
Truly.
Not good looking, not a good competitor, a horrible person, mean, you know.
Yeah. And like mean, because we've seen that from her for the last two seasons, for the season of the challenge and for her season of the real world, that she's mm-hmm. a fucking bitch.
Yep.
So, yeah.
And that just goes back to Rob having no confidence or balls. Like, you can't be with a chick like that and have any kind of, you know, she's wearing the pants in that relationship.
Yeah. And, you know, I can totally see why Rob would fucking just dump her over via text, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If it went down, yeah, I wouldn't want to fucking deal with that drama either.
Right.
How it's going to go. Anyway.
Well, in the arena, it was Trishel and Dustin versus St. Thomas. And Rob, again, with the water. He can't hold his breath for like more than 2 seconds. Trishel was so bad at this challenge that, I mean, she's lucky that Marie and Rob were so terrible, because she was taking her sweet-ass time, and it kind of did seem like it came down to the wire.
Yeah, and not
even though Dustin was killing it throughout the entire challenge.
Not only that, but she finished and it was wrong.
Right.
And then they had to go back and make corrections.
Mm-hmm. Which, that was the first for this challenge, too.
Yeah.
But they won, and I was happy. I'm glad Marie's gone. Yeah. I wouldn't even want her to have a shot at that money.
Not that they would have won.
No, but even so, it could be one where everybody gets money. We don't know yet.
Yeah.
But
they had one of the best exit speeches I've ever heard, where, and it came from Rob, where he's like, every other team must be relieved. And normally when you hear that, it's like, oh, they're going to like talk themselves up, as if it's like, because if we came back to the house, everyone's fucking head's getting ripped off. No, he's like, because we're a couple of drunk assholes and we've been fucking running around like animals for the last 3 weeks. So
yeah. that was funny. Nobody wants to deal with a couple drunk, or wait, no, he said running around T-Rexing around.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I like that.
What a fucking moment of clarity, you know?
Uh-huh. At least they had some awareness.
Well, Rob did. Marie, mm-hmm. on the other hand, like, started getting into it, and Rob had to just, like easy, 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 easy. We're done here. We're done.
So, yeah. Yeah, because she started to, like, if anybody tries to fucking hug me, and he's like, all right, enough already.
Yeah, right. Like, after losing is not the time for fucking bravado.
Yeah.
Fucking slink off gracefully.
No more posturing.
Try not to make a big thing of it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, that about does it. But on the next, the last piece of this episode was very important. They're going to Namibia. Or was it Namibia? Or Namibia.
Namibia, yeah.
In Africa. Which explains the desert. But I think we still have 3 more episodes. I think we got 1 challenge in Namibia and then the final.
Yeah, I think you're right. That sounds right to me.
And it looks pretty goddamn good for the rest of this season. Like, we got some skydiving. I liked how they did the editing, too. Like, Dustin said something like I hope, you know, I don't know, kind of like a, I hope we don't have to do this or that or whatever. And then it shows him like skydiving and then everyone getting injured and stuff, and it was just like, oh yeah, here we go.
It's gonna be extreme.
Oh yeah. I can't wait.
No, it's gonna be good, without a doubt.
So
one last thing before we move on. That only comes to mind like in these last few episodes. Does TJ really have to explain each arena game in its entirety, every episode? Because, like, we've heard all 4 of the games explained before. Just, like, give us a quick summary, you know? It's memory, just like you played with your parents, except this time your teammate's going to have to go underwater to raise you up so you can see the cards, and then you have to replicate it on the bottom, and go.
Well, you know? I guess the thing is they want to, in case not everybody watches every episode like us, I guess.
I understand that they say, like, every comic book could be some little kid's first comic book. But fuck that mm-hmm. Because I've been watching this show for 10 goddamn years. And
yeah.
I'm the one that keeps coming back.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, people will catch on. Like,
yeah. I actually did think about that this time, too. And one thing I forgot to talk about last episode was TJ had a crazy hairdo going on that boat. Like, he had, instead of doing the Justin Bieber, like, he slicked his hair back, kind of, and then it was all fucked up by the end of the day. It's like, just wear the hat.
Yeah, just wear the hat, dude. Someone keep him stocked in hats.
Yeah.
It's a good look. It's a fine look, TJ.
Just bend that brim a little bit, and I won't have to be annoyed. But anyway, on to Survivor. I just want to chat about that just for a second here.
Okay.
Did you watch this week's episode? Are you all caught up and whatnot?
Watch this week's, but, I'm almost, like, I've seen all but this week's.
Okay, I'm still 3 episodes behind, and like I said, don't give, the last person to get voted off was Jeff, the baseball player.
Jeff, the baseball player, okay. And so, who was before that?
I think RC.
Okay, all right, we're good.
So here's what I was thinking. Like, at the beginning of the season, Lisa from Facts of Life, I thought she was not going to last 1 second. And it's like she's gotten her wits about her at this point, and she's like playing the game. She's trying to make moves. She's kind of likable. Like everybody at the beginning, she's like, I don't think I can play this social game. Like she's going off alone and whatnot. And she's become a good player, I think. And I've been really impressed with her.
She's not bad.
Well, I guess just from the way she started, like I've never seen anybody go against my expectations so much.
Yeah, you're right. She's certainly hung in there. And I feel like a big part of that is that she's so likable, you know? Or, yeah. And also, like, I guess people aren't viewing her as a threat.
Mm-hmm. But also, like, she was able to, like, when she tried to make that move to get off to blindside, oh, man, what's the young guy's name with the long hair?
Oh, Malcolm?
Yeah, Malcolm. She tried to blindside Malcolm. It didn't work. She apologized, and everybody was like, oh, it's okay. And, you know, she made friends with Penner and everything, and I don't know. I just really like how it's going. And also, him, Jonathan Penner, is my favorite guy this season, and I hope that he can...
Without a doubt, he's the best.
He's awesome at, like, it's not even manipulation of people. It's just, like, he just seems so sincere, because I think he actually is.
Yeah, like, just the psychological aspect of the game.
Yeah, seems...
It doesn't feel like manipulation, but no. He breaks it down, and, like, it's like, so when this... Has he done the speech yet where it's like, when this TV show airs...
Yeah, that was the one I just watched.
Are you going to be the hero, or are you going to be the villain?
Exactly.
Are you going to be the one getting walked all over, or are you going to be the one fucking leading the pack?
People are going to be rooting for certain people in this game, and people are going to be rooting... Are they going to be rooting for you to stay loyal to these assholes, or are they going to be rooting for you to come with us instead? And I was like, yeah.
But yeah, I feel like he is one of the best, like, mental players that has ever played this game. He is,
and it's because he's so likable too.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, I mean, you have Russell and stuff, who you could argue was a great mental player, but for completely different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's such an asshole and he was into sabotage and stuff like that. But I don't remember watching Penner's first or second season. I think I did because I recognized him. I don't remember what he was like back then, but he's definitely my favorite player this season.
He was good. He was good. But he's the same player in pretty much every season that he's been on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've always liked him. He's a cool guy.
Yep, and I like Malcolm. I like... this is like the first season where there's probably 5 people, if they won, I would be cool with them winning.
Mm-hmm.
Like Penner, I'd be fine. I'd be fine if Lisa won to a certain extent. If she pulls some kind of move, I'd be fine with it.
The other girl? The therapist? Or
yeah, she's like, awesome. I would love... If she makes it to the final 3, she's probably winning for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well... Maybe they would, I don't know, maybe they would give it to somebody else, but
Malcolm.
Malcolm's awesome. Yeah, I think that's about it.
Malcolm is like a less cocky Ozzy.
Right.
He's Ozzy who's not standing on the top of palm trees so the helicopter can get the awesome shot of him, you know?
Yeah, and even Scoopin' I like. I have a feeling you would disagree, but I do like him too.
No, you're right. I like him as well. I really do. Like,
so,
I don't think
he's going to win, but I think if it was him, Jonathan, and Malcolm, I think it would be between Jonathan and Malcolm.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, what's her name? Come on,
Denise?
Denise. She's a contender, I feel.
She is like a freaking monkey on she's just so athletic that I think she's going to be winning immunity challenges when it counts. Because I think she's going to be a tough one to beat. And
she's not pissing people off?
I think that's what, if I was there still at the point that I'm watching it, like, I would be probably trying, as much as I would hate to do it, I'd probably be trying to get her off, and my argument would be, who other, like, imagine any top three out of the people that are here. In what situation are you not going to vote for Denise to win $1 million? Like, just be honest. You're going to vote for her if you're in the jury. So we need to get rid of her because she's going to win if any of us are in it with her. So I'm surprised that hasn't gone around, really.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's been good. And I hope that Penner sticks around and Denise and Malcolm and everything. But I'll just have to keep watching and see. I should be caught up by next week.
Cool. And this season, how about people you don't like?
Well, that stupid Brazilian chick is just a-hole.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
Abby.
And the least self-aware person that's ever been on the goddamn show.
Mm-hmm. And that guy, Pete, is an a-hole.
Yeah.
And then Artis, who they just got... Or actually... Yeah, they just got rid of him. Sorry. He was the last person to leave when I'm watching.
Okay.
And he was just nothing. Like, he didn't seem like a jerk necessarily, but he just... I wasn't sad to see him go.
Yeah, he was kind of middle of the road. He kind of was... part of what was bad about him is he was just shacking up with the assholes, you know?
Yeah.
So...
So we'll see what happens.
And I'm guessing you haven't watched the Ponderosa videos because...
No.
Because it would be like spoiler central.
Okay. Don't give anything away. Maybe I'll check them out, though.
Well, no. Don't watch them until you're caught up because you'll see... They'll show you the list of the Ponderosa videos and then you'll see all the people who have gone home.
Oh, I see.
So wait until you're caught up. But they've been cool, as usual.
Mm-hmm. All right, man. Well... I kind of got to go, so I think we just about wrapped it up anyway, right?
Oh, yeah. I feel...
You feel good?
Yeah, I feel good. I feel good about this one, man.
No yawning on this one?
Exactly. No yawning, no chili.
Yeah. You know, despite the yawning and the chili on last episode, I didn't think it was bad.
I listened to it.
I thought it was a decent episode
My problem is that, like, I had no energy. Like, like, it wasn't a bad episode because you were, like... doing your absolute best to, like, carry me up this mountain. But I was giving you nothing in return, man.
Yeah.
I was, like, you were, like, talking. I was like, yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, you brought it this week. So, anyway, people, give us a 5-star rating on iTunes. Because I figured out that the algorithm for the ratings is, it's a combination of how many ratings we get, how many reviews we get, and I think how many subscriptions we get in
how
a week.
How many new subscriptions.
Right. So tell a friend, anybody you know who watches a challenge or, you know, or just wants to listen to a couple assholes talk for an hour. And give us a good rating.
The WTF lately?
I have been, yeah.
Is that where you got the algorithm?
Yeah.
The Jay Moore episode, right?
I believe so. Yeah, that was a good episode.
Yeah, that was good.
I loved... Did you listen to Jay Moore when he was on Adam Carolla?
Mm-mm.
He is so fucking funny, but it's for reasons that I don't think many people would find funny, but you probably would, because he does impressions of people that it's like, why would you ever do an impression of him? Like, he does a ridiculously good Colin Quinn impression, but if you don't know who Colin Quinn is, it's not funny, and he does a really funny Andrew Dice Clay impression, too, and he just talks as Colin Quinn for most of the episode, but it's pretty good.
And God knows, like his the ones he's famous for, he's great at. Like, Tracy Morgan...
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Jay Moore's a cool dude.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been trying to catch up on my WTFs and my Fitzdog radios because I was only able to stay up to... Oh, and by the way, for podcasters, if you're listening to this, I assume you like podcasts. Adam Carolla just launched yet another podcast. It's called The Adam and Drew Show, The Return of Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. It's on his network, and it's every Tuesday. And it's going to be awesome.
That's interesting.
Yeah. What's
the format?
It's just them talking. They take some calls, but it's just, you know, it's just them basically hanging out together. Yeah. And so they do take sex and relationship calls, but it's not as many as like Loveline.
Well, that's because Adam's the one fucking taking the calls. Like,
exactly.
Whereas back in the day when the fucking producers had something to say about it. They were like, more calls! More calls, goddammit!
And he would complain about that, but I do agree with them. Like, him being pushed to take more calls made the show move along.
Yeah, I feel like that was like the perfect kind of that was the perfect setting, because it was like him and Drew who could have gone on like for one call for like 45 minutes, and then the producers being like, come on, let's go, we got to get to the next one,
right?
And
so it's,
and they
it's
met
split
in
the difference. Exactly.
Yeah,
so that's new. That's on Adam Carolla's network, adamcarolla.com, and also Dr. Drew's getting his own podcast. I believe it's just going to be the Dr. Drew Show. So, should be pretty cool. I'm excited.
Nice. I will certainly have to give that Adam Drew one a listen.
They've been doing almost every week for the past couple months. They've had a bonus episode with him and Drew, like every Sunday. But now it's just a regular podcast.
Yeah, I mean, I've fallen off of the Adam Carolla podcast. And one a day is such a hard thing to keep up with, you know?
Not if you're driving around at night and you got your iPod on.
Yeah, but it has become
almost too much, because now I have one every single day of the week, because I have 5 days of the Adam Carolla Show, then I have Ace on the House on Saturday, which I love with him and Ray, and now I have the Dr. Drew Show too, or the Adam and Drew Show. So I have an Adam Carolla podcast every single goddamn day. So, but
and like,
I can keep up
what
with it.
Is it that they used to say about him? Is he was a factory, not a vault?
Yeah.
I feel
like
when he started the podcast, it flipped.
Yeah, he does repeat himself quite a bit.
You know, so.
But I think it's because at this point, I for sure have listened to a ridiculous amount of Adam Carolla. So I know every one of his funny stories. So. Back when
but
I first
like,
was started,
like God knows, I love like some. There are stories that I would listen to again and again, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But like it, maybe it's just like when he first started the podcast, things were getting repeated a lot more, and
mm-hmm.
like maybe they got into a better groove these days, and I haven't heard it as much recently. But
they have been real good lately. I'll have to say,
and like I'll certainly tune in for some of my favorite guests.
Mm-hmm.
But like one thing that I don't like is that he only brings the guest in for like a segment. I feel like the guest should be there for the whole episode. I think that would keep it more fresh. And
yeah, and he used to complain that nobody does long form interviews, but now it's just once in a great while does he have just one-on-one with somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, you know. I feel like he benefited a lot back in the radio days from people twisting his arm and mm-hmm. him having to fight back, and things are a little too comfortable these days. But listen, this is not a podcast about Adam Carolla.
Well, this has been Podcast Talk with Adam and Ryan. This is going to be our new show.
Wait, did you just call yourself Adam?
Yeah, I did.
All right.
That's weird.
Anyway...
I guess we saw a window into my soul. I listened to a little bit too much of him, and now I start to think of myself as him.
No, don't even get me started, man. There have been times where I would go on like a run of listening to back episodes of podcasts,
mm-hmm.
where like I heard their voices
in your head,
than I heard mine or anyone else's, and I mm-hmm. start thinking in their voices. Yeah,
I used to have that when I worked at Hot Topic, because there wasn't the Adam Carolla podcast, so I would just listen to the radio show, and then I would listen to like literally 4 or 5 Loveline episodes a day, and then I would drive home and I would be thinking in Adam Carolla's voice.
Yeah, when that starts to happen, it is very weird.
You know you have a problem.
Yeah, I don't know if you've ever heard of the podcast Oh Yeah Dude, but I've thought in the voices of Jonathan Larroquette and Seth Romitelli far too many times, and it is a weird place, man.
All right, let's wrap this up finally. Like us on Facebook, You Killed It Pod.
Please leave us a fucking review on iTunes. It has been months and months.
Leave us a review.
People need to know that we're still fresh and we're still around, you know?
Yeah, and send us some listener mail at youkilledpod@gmail.com.
Truthfully, for all we know, there could be a few in there right now.
We'll check it this week.
Check it today, but yeah, come on, send them on in.
All right, so this has been You Killed It. I'm Jordan Strickland.
I'm Ryan Kane.
We'll see you next week, Podsters.
Have a good one.